I think there's a good chance, depending, of course, what happens in court and stuff with the founder of WikiLeaks, that there will be a that something will break on this. And I can tell you this, regardless of the content of those diplomatic cables, just the fact that it's WikiLeaks at this point indicates to me that there's going to be a great, great interest on the part of the news media and the public for the contents. And I think it could really be the thing that we've been waiting for to break this story wide open finally.
Absolutely. Now, with the possibility of this story, what do you think these cables might reveal? Any idea?
George, I have no idea what the exact content of those cables might be, but it could be just about anything. I mean, it could range from nuclear UFOs showing interest in nuclear weapons storage areas, which, you know, makes some people nervous. But I'll tell you, I refer to it as the aliens' peacekeeping force, because I think they're doing it for a reason. They've done it repeatedly, and they've changed the codes, and they've done all kinds of things that show this a clear intent in nuclear weapons storage areas. It could be something like that. I mean, certainly the government needs to do something immediately concerning to get in front of the UFO issue before, you know, WikiLeaks breaks or something like that occurs. And the government's got more than egg in its face. I mean, it's been covering this thing up for more than 60 years. And all of these other countries, major countries, have released their files, and the United States is the one country that hasn't.
About 2 months ago, we had Stanley Fulham on the program, the former NORAD officer, who, in a very uncanny way, Michael, predicted a UFO flap on the 13th of October. And he was right on the button. I mean, right on.
Yes. You know, George, when I first heard about Stanley, read about him on the Internet, et cetera, I had great doubts. I thought that he was probably either a government disinformation agent or that he was nuts. And I spoke to Stanley several hours on the phone, in fact, at the height of the wildness with the media. I mean, he was getting hundreds of inquiries a day. The media couldn't keep up with it in any way. And Stan convinced me that he's the real deal, that he is in touch with somebody who knows what's going on. And his latest information to me is that he plans to be, is that the extraterrestrials will put on another demonstration within the first 2 weeks of the new year, in January, by roughly January 14th, 15th, somewhere in there, that the UFOs, according to Stanley, will be seen over London, over Moscow, and over China. And of course, we know that there's been a lot of activity recently in China that have even been so intense that have caused the airports to close at some certain times in China. But the real shocker is what Stanley says, and it's hard to believe because, you know, but we could hope that it turns out to be true, that in 2014, which is just a few years from now, that there will be open face-to-face communication between extraterrestrials and the human race, that that there will be an open landing. This is a scene, of course, right out of something like either Close Encounters or the original Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah.
And that there will be face-to-face communication with, you know, with world leaders.
Michael, Jim Marrs is coming on next hour to talk with us about government conspiracies and manipulation and everything else. And you've heard of Project Bluebeam, which is this story that governments will do a holographic images of alien craft in order to trick us, to manipulate us, to get us to basically get down on our knees and say, help us, governments, help us.
Yes.
And that's going to be another way for them to try to take over and do whatever they're going to do. What do you think of that theory?
Yeah, you know, I'm aware of the theory. It does concern me, but you know, in the final analysis, I just think that it's fairly unlikely that that's what's going to happen. There's no question that you know, like, it's always disturbed me for many years that the UFO researchers have said constantly, well, this is going to be the year of disclosure. And it's been going on. I've been involved in this subject for 25 years, and I've heard it every single year. however, qualitatively, there's not even a question anymore. that disclosure is right around the corner. I mean, when you have hundreds of former military officers and videotape depositions with drum in possession of it, talk about UFOs are real, that they know about Roswell, that there's been a worldwide UFO cover-up, all of these things happening. And when you have a news conference in Washington on the UFOs and nukes news conference covered by 100 news organizations, we have a leak about a possible official greeter at the United Nations, even though that turned out not to be really the case. But when all this stuff is happening on a constant basis, and there's Stanley Fulham and all you have to do, of course, is look at YouTube also to see the quality of course, there are hoaxes there, too, but see the quality of many UFO sightings. It's a whole new world as far as UFOs. I don't think, and I would pray that it's not the case that there's going to be some trickery involved. I don't think that is likely to be the case. I think that real disclosure is happening, and it seems that the more that members of the human race are open to contact, the more likely it is for contact to happen. I think the big news of October 13 sightings, and there were debates of whether the UFOs that were seen in New York, for example, near where I live, whether they were real, whether they were balloons or whatever. All I can say is that the fact that people are looking to the sky unlike ever before. I mean, perhaps a little, somewhat like this in the 50s, but I've just never seen anything like this in my experience, that they're really looking for contact. And I think that's why contact is likely to occur.